Meseches Kelim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Akrav Shel Prumbia, the bit of a bridle. The bridle is the harness that goes around a horse's head or other animal's head that allows you to control it. So that's made of straps, and also attached to these straps was this metal piece that goes inside the animal's mouth called the bit or the akrav. So that we say was tmea, it's tame, because it's a keli in its own right. Ulchayayim, but the cheek pieces, so these were also attached to a bridle, but they were strictly decorative. Tahirim are tar. Now, the Tanakhama appears to be speaking about where these pieces are detached from the bridle, because we'll see later when everything's attached together, they will be tame. Rabbi Eliezer, metame b'lechayim. Rabbi Eliezer says the lechayim are actually tame. The chachamim argue, and they say, ain tame, nothing is tame, ela akrav, except for the bit, uvashas chiburun, and when they are attached, hakol tame, anything attached to that bridle is going to be tame. Mishnah Vav, Pika Shel Mateches, a whorl made of metal. The whorl was a metal weight shaped like a wheel or a donut, and it will be used with a spindle to spin thread. Rabbi Akiva Matame, Rabbi Akiva says it is Tame, V'chachamim Matarim, the Chachamim rule that it is Tar. Umitsupa, and a plated whorl, so if it was made of, if it was plated with metal, and the metal and that metal came from a Tame source, Tahir would be Tar. Hakush, the spindle, v'ha'ima, a distaff. A distaff was a device around which it was used to hold wool or flax that was going to be spun into thread. V'hamakel, and a stick or a rod that was used to push or strike an animal. V'sumponia, and a symponia, which is some kind of musical instrument, a wind instrument, sort of like a flute according to some accounts. V'chalil, and a flute. Shalmateches, if they're made of metal, tameim, they are tameh. Umitsupim, and if they're plated, so they're not made of metal, but they're plated with metal, tahirim, they're going to be tar. Symponia, now about this symponia, this metal instrument, in yeshba base kibul knafayim, if it has in it a receptacle for wings, and this appears to refer to valves that could be attached to it to, you know, play a tune with it, so benkach benkach, whether it is plated or not, so it appears to say whether it's covered with metal, or if it's made of metal or not made of metal, tmeya, it is going to be tameh.